Good evening, everyone. So, in our study of Rabbeinu Yonah, we are in the middle of Mishnah Aleph. There are three statements in Mishnah Aleph attributed to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And we're up to the third statement. The third statement in Mishnah Aleph, in the name of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, is V'asu siyag la'Taira, make a fence around the Taira. The Rabbeinu Yonah points out that this is based on a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says that you should make a mishmeres l'mishmartem es mishmarti. You should safeguard my charge. And the Gemara expounds on this pasuk, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. You should make a safeguard for my charge. Which means, in the words of Chazal, that a fence must be erected around the commandments of the Torah in order to prevent anybody from violating it. So it's not sufficient to stay away from actually violating the mitzvahs of the Torah, but it's also necessary to stay away from things that might lead to violation of mitzvahs in the Torah. And the Rabbeinu Yonah points out that in a way, maintaining the fences which are constructed around the Torah are even more important than keeping the actual commandments themselves. That the safeguard is meant to preserve. And how is that? Because when a person erects a fence around a commandment, what he demonstrates is that not only is he committed to not violating the commandment, but he is also afraid of violating the commandment. He has Yiras Shemayim. And Yiras Shemayim, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, is one of the very foundations of Avodas Hashem. So by erecting a fence around the different commandments of the Torah, what we are doing is we are establishing that we not only maintain the commandments, but we also have Yiras Shemayim. We fear violating the commandments. That's Mishnah Aleph. Now we come to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is a quote from Shimon HaTzadik. So this is the first individual that's quoted in Pirkei Avos. And Shimon HaTzadik was, the Mishnah says, Mishiyorei Knesset HaGdolah. He was from the remnants of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The Rabbeinu Yonah gives a little bit of a background into who Shimon HaTzadik actually was. Shimon HaTzadik was the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, at the time of the Bayis Sheni. And the Rabbeinu Yonah refers us to a Gemara in Yuma, which tells us about a very interesting incident concerning Shimon HaTzadik. This is in Yuma Samach Tesamad Aleph. The Gemara says that Alexander the Great, planned on, let me find the Gemara. There was a special day that Chazal said we cannot eulogize on that day, because there was a special auspicious day. Because on that day, the Kusim attempted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they received permission to destroy the Beis HaMikdash from Alexander the Great. And the Jews notified Shimon HaTzadik of this terrible decree. So Shimon HaTzadik donned all of his 8 big day kahuna, priestly garments, and he went out to meet Alexander. And he took all of the important sages with him, and they came with torches on either side. They formed two columns, and Shimon HaTzadik was in the middle of the two columns, and they went to meet Alexander. And Alexander sees them coming, and he asks, who are these people? And his soldiers tell him, well, those are the Jews. And he says, and he waits until they approach them in the morning, and it says, as soon as Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, he came down from his horse and prostrated himself. He bowed down in front of Shimon HaTzadik in a show of respect. And his generals were astounded. Why are you bowing down to this Jew? And Alexander answered that every time, before he goes into battle, he sees a vision of a certain man. And whenever he sees a vision of that man, he's victorious in his battle. And this is the man. This is the man of that vision that I see every time I go to the battle. And so We want to hear what this holy man has to say. We are going to wait for Mishnah Beis.